Athletic against Sligo Rovers in the SSE Airtricity League. Might Aidan Keane, recently signed by St. Pat's, feature against his old club, the Bit of Red, later this evening? We'll bring you that match live with Oran Keating and Alan Cawley a bit later on. But our live action begins at GAA headquarters. It's LGFA All-Ireland Football Sunday. Three All-Ireland deciders. The junior final has finished. Fermanagh have won that, beating Louth 111 to 12 points. The senior final is coming up at a quarter past four. That's Kerry against Galway. But for us, the centrepiece is the match in between, the TG Cahir All-Ireland Intermediate Football Final. Leitrim getting ready to take on Tyrone, and courtesy of Sean McTernan Carpets and Bedding, Ballaskey and Sligo. Let's bring you that game live right now with Amanda Sweeney and first John Lynch.
Thank you very much indeed, Austin. A very good afternoon to you and welcome along to Croke Park. Yes, it's hard to believe. 2007, as you mentioned in the introduction, the last time that Leitrim were here for an All-Ireland final. They were victorious on that day against Wexford. They're looking to try and replicate that again today. Indeed, in the entire 50-year history of the Ladies Gaelic Football Association, it's one of the biggest days ever for Leitrim as they look to win the intermediate title for the first time since 2007. The All-Ireland Junior Final, as you mentioned, between Fermanagh and Louth has just been completed, and the Senior Final between Galway and Kerry will get underway at 4:15 this evening. But all eyes very much here now at the moment on the meeting of Leitrim and Tyrone as they battle it out for the Mary Quinn Memorial Cup. And these two teams are looking to win this particular title for the second time in their history. The trophy named after the late Mary Quinn, a Leitrim LGFA legend. Her native county was successful in the 2007 final. That was their only previous decider. Tyrone are playing in their third intermediate decider in 2017. They bounced back against Tipperary from a heartbreaking defeat from a year previous to beat Meath. So this is a massive game for the two teams. They've reached here courtesy of two epic semi-final encounters. Leitrim got the better of Wexford 3-8 to 2-10. The Red Hand County won an All-Ulster Derby against Down 2-11 to 1-11. Amanda Sweeney is sitting alongside me here. We've just been reflecting, I suppose, on the paths of the two teams, Amanda, into the final. It was epic. It was dramatic. We sat together for the All-Ireland quarter-final victory that Leitrim enjoyed against Roscommon. There's one thing about this Leitrim team. They're certainly not dull to follow.
No, they're not. And both teams' journeys, you know, to today has been something that they'll get great experience from. I suppose Tyrone have been here a little bit more often than Leitrim, but it doesn't matter today. The conditions are perfect. It's a lovely day. There's no rain. Both teams will be ready to go, and it should be a very good battle.
The two teams, as we believe, are going to be lining out as selected. We're not getting any late word on changes as of yet, but it could be kept closely guarded secret. So the teams as they stand at the moment for Leitrim, it's Michelle Monaghan from the St. Francis Club in goals. The full back line, Eimear Quigley from Anna Duff, lining out at number two, indeed following in the footsteps of Amory Cox, a representative from Anna Duff in 07. Plenty of experience of that Leitrim full back line. Charlene Turl named at number three. She was here just like Amanda in 2017 or in 2007 at St. Joseph's. Claire Owens wears number four. In the halfback line, it's all the St. Mary's contingent. Sarah Reynolds, Casey Brune and Alicia Brune lining out at 5, 6 and 7. Plenty of experience in the middle of the field with Niamh Tighe along with the Leitrim team captain Michelle Guckin. Laura O'Dowd from Ballymore, Sean O'Heslins, who had that fantastic year at club level, starts at centre half forward. Orla Flynn from Leitrim Gales is named at 10. And Maren Devaney, one of the goal scorers extraordinaires on the Leitrim team, lines out at number 12. In the full forward line, Simona Quinn lines out at 14. Anya Redigan is top of the lift. And Alva Clancy, another player who certainly knows where the net in, starts at number 13. They've got players in reserve as well. Leah Fox wears number 25. Vivian Egan is included on that bench as well, as is Brona O'Rourke, Lauren McEwen, and indeed Eimear McHugh, along with Edel Shanley, have all made telling interventions as the championship campaign has progressed on. Amanda, one of the things about the Leitrim team that I noticed just during the week, the age profile of the players, one or two over 30, Granted, some young players in there, but quite a lot as well from the mid to late 20s. So it's a Leitrim team that's just gelling in nicely age-wise now at this stage, you get the feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose, especially on a big day like this, you know, experience will count for a lot. You know, particularly with Charlene Tyrrell, she's played already. She's got to experience Croke Park, so she'll know what to expect. No more than the success of Ballinamore, you'll have Laura O'Dowd and Molly Murphy also. And I think that Leitrim have a nice balance of both the experienced player and the younger players.
Let's give you a check on the Tyrone team, a team that Leitrim have beaten once already in the championship at Ballinamore this year. Amelia Coyle starts in goals for them. Jan Lee starts at number two. They've got Joanne Barrett at number three and Eimear Quinn at number four. Clara Daly, Maeve Corrigan and Cochlin Campbell are all at the half-back line. Ava McHugh and Maeve Maliner at midfield. Anya Grimes, Aoife Horgan lining up for Errigan Kieran, or Aoife Harkis from Errigan Kieran, and Emma Jane Garvin wears number 12. 13 is Chloe McCaffrey, 14 is Zoe Lochran, 15 is Maria Canavan, a name that needs no introduction whatsoever to the LGFA followers who'll be tuned our way today. Indeed, there's plenty of talent, plenty of impact as well that could come from that Tyrone bench. And one particular name that we'll be very much keeping an eye out for there from the Tyrone team that's starting, obviously, is going to be that of Canavan on top of the left.
Yeah, she is one of the top scorers, actually. She's got, I think, 1-8 so far. I think, did she get 1-4 the last day that Leitrim and Tyrone met? So she'd definitely be one to watch, and Leitrim will have to keep a tight eye on.
The other player then, from a Tyrone perspective, Saoirse Gormley, the captain of the under-18 team that contested the Zúcar All-Ireland B final last weekend. She registered 2-3 when these two teams met the last day around. Talk about a player coming in off an impact. Obviously, we'll be hoping that Leah Fox can do it for Leitrim, but goodness me, there is some potential there when Tyrone, as and when, they're going to decide to bring her in off the bench.
Absolutely, and she's coming in, as you said, off the back of their minor victory, so she'll be have plenty of confidence. And again, no more than Maria Canavan, she's one of their top, I think she is their top scorer, Saoirse Gormley, this year.
The two teams just lining out at the moment, getting ready for the presentation party right down under our commentary position here on level 7 of the Hogan Stand, as we look down high from above on the presentation party. Leitrim lined out to our left. In the centre, it's the match official, the referee, and his team of officials today. By the way, the match referee is Barry Redmond, who is in charge of this game. He comes from the county of Wexford, and he was the referee for the 2EG Cahir All-Ireland Junior Final between Antrim and Wicklow 3 years ago. Earlier this season, he took charge of the Little League Division 3 Final, won by Clare against Roscommon. He's the man in the middle for this game. Tyrone in their familiar white and red, just lining out to the referee's left. To the referee's right is the Leitrim team of officials, and indeed Micheál Nocton, Councillor Micheál Nocton, well known from Donegal, he's in there as well at the moment. And of course, we were speaking about the various Tyrone connections there as well. Maria Canavan, of course, that famous connection to Peter Canavan, of course, there as well.
Yeah.
And he's to be the Canavan, so certainly plenty of football ability there. So there's no doubt about it. It's the pedigree there, as we mentioned, Amanda, is good. But the conditions here in Croke Park, as Micheál Nocton and the rest of the presentation party meet the various players down there at the moment. Wonderful, wonderful day here. I don't think President Michael D. Higgins is here today. I think he's down opening the fla in Wexford. But nonetheless, this really is a very special occasion.
It is, and I think, you know, as we said, the conditions are perfect. Sometimes an occasion like this, you know, can get to people. But you'd be hoping, I suppose, from a Leitrim point of view, that because they've the bit of experience playing in Croke Park, some of them already, and then the younger players for Leitrim, they have plenty of confidence in themselves. So they might not have been here before, but it shouldn't matter. The other side then, Tyrone, as we said, they already have been here 3 times recently, and they've also experienced the winning feeling here. So it's definitely before the game starts, it's definitely set for an even match and there shouldn't be too much in it at the end.
It really has got all the ingredients of a game that could go right down to the wire. There won't be extra time, by the way, today. If they finish Noble at the end of standard time, then it will go to a replay. That's something that we can confirm for you. A Tyrone team that shrugged off the disappointment of losing the Ulster semi-final to a strong challenge in their game. They were also here in the Little National Football League Division 2 final against Kildare. It was a disappointing defeat for Tyrone, but promotion to Division 1 of the league had already been secured at that stage. And of course, they will be operating in Division 1. They'll also be looking to be operating in senior football terms as well in the championship next season. But to do that, they're going to have to overcome Johnny Gerrity's Leitrim here. And speaking of the Leitrim manager, his knowledge of Tyrone, that's one of the big, big factors that we have to take into consideration today as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And he also has experience of being in Croke Park, you know, with when he was in charge of Fermanagh. So, you know, it's nice to know that he's been here before also.
He's got the experience just looking down at the Leitrim team at the moment. All smiles down there from the likes of Ema Quigley and Charlene Turl as they march in behind the band. Claire Rowans and camera shot as well as the team turn from the canal end and make their way down now towards the direction of Hill 16 over on the far side of the park. But they're about the minute going down past the centre of the field, led by the RTN boys band here. A wonderful occasion, and I presume, Amanda, so many memories of 2007 have to come flooding back on a day like today.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's a cliche, but it's where everybody wants to be, you know, when you're a young girl playing. It's just what you want to be, and to be able to experience it is something else for any player.
Great to be here. It's a pleasure to be here to bring this particular game to you. Our big match sponsors are McTiernan Carpets and Bedding in Ballyskey and Sligo. Big thank you indeed to them. And don't forget, plenty of live sport coming up here right throughout the course of the evening here on Ocean FM. We've got the St. Patrick's Athletic Sligo Rovers game in the League of Ireland coming up from Richmond Park later on this evening. Oren Keating and Alan Cawley will be our match commentary team for that game. But at the moment, the attention is very much on Gaelic games. The attention is very much on the LGFA All-Ireland Ladies, TG Cahir All-Ireland Ladies Intermediate Final, as Maria Canavan and the Tyrone team now prepare to break away from the parade down under us, and Leitrim quickly follow suit. The team's now about to take up their respective positions here, and always when you're up on level 7 of the Hogan Stand, well, there's always a nice bit of a breeze, a nice cool breeze blowing here, even in August. But just looking down at pitch side at the minute, Amanda, just taking a look at the flags down there at the moment, difficult to know really what way they're going to be favouring. It's a kind of a breeze that seems to be coming across from the Cusick Stand, almost blowing into the Hogan Stand here.
Yeah, the flags are pretty stable. I'd say a small bit of wind, but as you said, it's difficult when you're up at this level, you know, to really see what it's going to be like down on the field. But there doesn't seem to be I don't know if the wind will be a major factor at the start anyway, unless it picks up a little bit.
Yeah, it's just one of those breezes that's difficult to judge. Right, indeed, down at Hill 16 at the moment, where there are no spectators really today. The flags, they are just blowing all over the place. It's something you'll probably look at in camera shot a little bit later on, if you maybe get a chance to watch this game, and keep the commentary flowing here with us on Ocean FM as well. Wherever you're tuned our way on this Sunday, thank you as always indeed for joining us. A pleasure to have you on board on what is one of the biggest days for Leitrim GAA since 2007, back in the All-Ireland Final against a Tyrone team that have appeared here already in the league decider this year. Disappointment that day. They've lost to Leitrim as well in the championship already once in 2024. They'll be looking to make amends here this afternoon. It's a massive challenge that faces Johnny Gerrity's team here against the Red Hand County. The referee, Barry Redmond from the Model County of Wexford, stands in the middle of the park and throws in the ball, and away we go. The clock is underway, telling us 29 minutes as Michelle Guckin wins that early possession, gets it down here towards Devaney. Good interchange of play here from Leitrim, and they've got this early opportunity. A shot comes in, rebounds off the goalkeeper. Still there's possibilities there for Leitrim, and eventually the ball has just been kicked out there to the wrong side of the post and wide. But already we're seeing what Alvin Glancy and Murren Devaney can do here in this league. Meacham team as they recycled the ball out there, and the shot from Alvin Clancy just going wide, Amanda.
Yeah, it would have been nice to get a score just to settle Leitrim at the start, but it's early days yet.
Yeah, early days as of yet. Stopwatch telling us that we've got 29 minutes, 21 seconds remaining in the opening half as Tyrone now with Emma James Gervin get their first real period of possession going. Gives it back to Maeve Mallon in the middle of the field. Plays it to Gervin once more as she quickly moves play down to the corner forward. And Tyrone have brought it now to within 21 metres out from the Leitrim goal. Opportunity here for their centre-half forward. Aoife Harris gets that shot in, but Leitrim are able to deal with it and deal with it comfortably there in the end. Leitrim defence now at this stage withstanding the first challenge that Tyrone bring their way. That indeed came short, and it came out from Michelle Monaghan, the Leitrim goalkeeper. Somewhat maybe unconventional clearance, but she got it away nonetheless.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a clearance is a clearance, whether it's with your foot or whether she caught it, it's prevented the score.
She almost hit it on the half volley, but Leitrim have brought the ball all the way up to this near side of the field. Our Zorla Flynn from Leitrim Gales brings the ball forward, loses her footing on Crow Park as she was trying to get the pass back to Laura O'Dowd, and that enables the Tyrone team to quickly mop up proceedings here, and they break down the field with their number 7, Conchlin Campbell, bringing it forward, gives it there towards Emma James Gervin once more. Tyrone looking accomplished and comfortable in the early exchanges as McCaffrey holds on to possession. Now is played back here to the midfielder. Mallon bringing it forward up to the edge of the D, gets her shot in down towards the goal at Hill 16, but the ball goes out to Michelle Monaghan's left hand side and goes wide for Tyrone's opening wide.
Yeah, and funny, when you actually look at the flags on Hill 16, you know, I'd say there probably is more of a wind down there than we actually realise. I know the flags on the pitch are quite stable, but definitely would have been a factor in that wide hit by McHugh.
Yeah, and it seems to be maybe favouring Tyrone in that opening half as well. Leitrim have swept the ball right down the field here quickly as they move it forward here. They have a half-back line that loves to attack. Quinn has come out deep to gather the ball between the 21 and the 45-metre line now for Leitrim. Looks around, gives it back here to our midfielder, Niamh Ty, and Michelle Guckin operating in the middle of the park. Once again, it's going to be brought forward here by Devaney for Leitrim out towards the edge of the semi-circle. Ball eventually squirms free. Body's going down on it. Leitrim have it back. They've got her down in here. She takes a shot, but it just goes out to the wrong side of the post. It's Leitrim's second wide of the game, and just for a moment, time stood still as Laura O'Dowd was one-on-one with the goalkeeper, but unfortunately, her shot went to the wrong side and wide.
Yeah, that was a pity. It was great work by Mirren Devaney there to get that. So it was a bit of a scramble for the ball to get it to Laura O'Dowd, and not too far wide, but unfortunately it didn't go in.
Well, despite plenty of drama and 26 minutes still remaining in the opening half and 46 seconds, we're still waiting for the opening score of the game. Leitrim on the attack once more. Again, they've got the ball down here to a forward line that are really sweeping up in a lot of possession early on. Anya Redigan, the other player that's in there for Leitrim as well, but Tyrone's back line are able to deal with it and are able to clear it, and now they're bringing the ball forward past midfield. They come here, they're attacking down towards the Hill 16 end in the opening half of the field. McHugh is the Tyrone team captain. She's been good in the middle of the park here in the early exchanges. Has possession again inside the 45-metre line. Gives it to Gervin, who has really been a torn in Leitrim's side early on. Now the ball eventually switched down towards this near side of the field. Possibilities once more there as Chloe McCaffrey tried to get the shot away. Ball eventually comes back out. It's kicked in from distance, and this time Tyrone have found the range, and I think it's their number 15 who has got that opening point for them. It's Maria Canavan, who else, who opens the account for Tyrone. There was a couple of false starts. She had the confidence to go for the shot, and the umpire, who has got the hood on with the rain that's arrived in headquarters, has sent the Tyrone fans into raptures by raising that white flag, and they lead by a point to no score.
Yeah, she took it well, Maria Canavan, and I suppose Leitrim will be a little bit disappointed because Claire Owens and Casey Broon got a block on it. It just fell to her, but she made no mistake and put it straight over.
Right player in the right time from a Tyrone perspective. They lead by a point to no score. Here they come again now. McCaffrey is in there, gets her shot away, but this time it goes out harmlessly to the left of the post and wide. Second wide of the game there for the Tyrone team, and it remains Tyrone 1 point, Leitrim no score. Leitrim, of course, beating Tyrone Cavan beating the Red Hand County in the All-Ireland Championship a little bit earlier on this year in Bondamore. Beautiful hot day back then when they won that game. But this will be, the full-time scoreline was 4-12 to 5-8 in an absolutely gripping encounter. You just get the feeling it could be a little bit more defensive orientated today. Here comes Clara Daly for Tyrone. Plays the ball outside her again over on the Hogan Stand side of the field now. Bringing the ball forward is Emma James Gervin, looking for that little bit of support play. Now the ball is played down into us the forward line. Charlene Turrell there putting the shackles well and truly on our marker early on, wins a free, and that's confident play from Charlene Turrell.
Yeah, she did very well there, 50-50 ball, and she got her hand to it and got a free out.
Her name really signifies the word longevity when you consider her career back in 2007. She was part of the panel, had a few years out from the game, lived in the UK for a while, but she's back now with a vengeance here in this Leitrim team as they try to come forward once again, bringing it forward here for them. Up towards the 45-metre line. Devaney bringing it in there. Michelle Guckin is going to be one of the players here that they'll want to get at the end of these types of moves. But the shot goes in and goes wide. And Leitrim have hit their third wide of the game. And that was Michelle Guckin there. Uncharacteristic finishing from her. The player who made her debut all the way back 15 seasons ago. And is also an accomplished goalkeeper. Just not finding the target. And it remains Tyrone 1 point. Leitrim no score.
Yeah, she was unlucky there. I suppose she went, Michelle has, can kick with both feet, but she went on to her possibly her weaker left side, and she'd be a wee bit disappointed it didn't go over.
Yeah, and possibly against that breeze as well, where really difficult to figure out what way it's going, because the flags here down on pitch side and at Hill 16 are just going all over the place and changing direction every couple of moments here. But I would say, if anything, it's probably favouring Tyrone here in the opening half. How significant, I can't really give you a too much of an honest answer. There's a little bit of injury worries for Anya Grimes from the Carrickmore club in Tyrone. She's just picks herself up the ground a little bit gingerly. Had a little bit of a clash there with Anya Redigan, one of the Kilturbert contingent on this Leitrim team. Play gets underway once again here with Emma Jane Gervin bringing the ball forward here for the Red Hand County. Cochleen Campbell has got the opportunity now to sprint forward all the way unchallenged up to the 45-metre line. Gives it to McHugh. The Tyrone team captain looks around, has support play coming off her shoulder, and Tyrone could be in dangerously here, but that's well cut out by the Leitrim defence. They had to be on their toes there, and again some excellent defending. Leitrim's backline has really started well here, Amanda, but just as I say that, they've given the ball away and Tyrone have it again. McCaffrey is the player now who brings it up towards the edge of the D, gives it to Gervin, out it comes here again, looks now for that support once more. Tyrone slowing the game down almost to walking pace at the minute. 22 minutes remaining in the opening half, and the only score that we've seen so far is a point for Tyrone. Leitrim waiting for their opening score as Clara Daly, 45 metres out from the Leitrim goal, gives the pass now, and Tyrone tentatively move it into the Leitrim half of the field once more. Still, they hold on to possession. Still, it's Emma James Gervin who has it. I know the phrase, almost like the quarterback in American football, is being used quite a lot now in the modern game, but that's the way Tyrone are just going through the channels at the minute, looking to see if they can prize an opening here. Leitrim quite happy to have the majority of players back. They've got three players in the opposition into the field. They'll be hoping that they can break up this attack and break quickly, but it's McHugh who brings it forward for Tyrone. 21 metres out, 14 metres out, gets her pass to the inside forward line. Tyrone looking for their second score of the match here. Ball eventually recycled out, and now the shot comes in from distance. There was pressure on the kicker, and the pressure was telling as it goes out to the post and wide, and that's three wides apiece here in the early stages of the game. And I suppose it'll be fair to say, Amanda, without really trying to sugarcoat it in any way, it's a game that's waiting to ignite as of yet.
It is, yeah. You can see the little bit of unsettledness in both teams. I suppose Tyrone are lucky enough that they have got a score on the board, maybe slightly more settled, but I think Leitrim need to just try and get themselves settled with a score on the board.
That's exactly what they probably need at this stage now, is Tyrone again with a good period of possession at this particular moment in the game, bringing the ball into the forward line once more. Chloe McCaffrey has it. McCaffrey almost up to the edge of the Leitrim D again, looks around, gets this one back on the right boot, gets her shot away, and the umpire says it's the same result as the three previous ones that went to the wrong side of the post. It's wide number four for the Red Hand County as Michelle Monaghan Monaghan takes her kick out. And as of yet, Tyrone, well, they've put a few players forward for the kick outs, but Michelle Monaghan has been able to get them away so far. Leitrim working up to Orla Flynn. Quick delivery on this one. Down again, there it goes. Is it to Vanny that's after this one? She has it inside. She takes on her marker. She gets the pass to Laura Dowd. Here's an opportunity for Laura Dowd. Gets her shot in, but it drops short and a well taken by Amelia Coyle, the goalkeeper, who springs away from her line quickly with the ball and plays it out here to the 45-meter line. And to Rowan moving again with Captain Fantastic, Aveen McHugh, bringing the ball all the way up to the Leitrim 45-meter line she goes. Pass eventually comes in to Anya Grimes. Runners off the shoulder. One of them is McCaffrey. Switched across to that side. Oh, a terrible shot from her. Lacked any sort of conviction. And Michelle Monaghan was able to gobble it up and start Leitrim on the counter-attack again. There's a lot of nerves down there, Amanda, at the moment.
There is, I wasn't sure, was that a shot or was it a pass? It was definitely, you can see the nerves on both sides. The positives, I suppose, Murren and Laura O'Dowd are working well together, so I think their score will come soon.
Here's Murren. Devaney again gives it to Laura O'Dowd again. She's in a goal! Crosses the ball to the back of the net. It was the Leitrim 1-2. Murren Devaney provider, Laura O'Dowd with an emphatic finish to the roof of the net. Goal Leitrim, lift off Leitrim.
Oh, it was a fabulous goal, and that had been threatening. I think the two girls had been, linking well together. That was their third attack, so they got it on the third one. A great goal.
Absolutely, and the link-up play between Devaney and Laura O'Dowd has been absolutely fantastic to watch so far, and Leitrim have got that goal that catapults them into a two-point lead here against a Tyrone team that will be playing in Division 1 of the National Football League next season. Here come Tyrone again. They're on the attack now. They're looking to make amends. It's all about the score. After you concede a goal, McHugh gets the shot away and Michelle Monaghan bats that one down. Luckily, there's a Leitrim player waiting there for it. It might have been maybe Claire Rowan, who had gone back into that full back line, and Leitrim are able to clear it. But Michelle Monaghan, for the second time in the game, you could say somewhat of an unconventional clearance, but she's keeping a clean sheet as of yet. Leitrim breaking away over on the far side of the field now. Again, it's gone in there towards, well, should have gone in towards Devaney, but Tyrone are able to break it up. And they win possession back for themselves, trailing by 2 points, but showing absolutely no signs of panic. Ball played down to Eimear Quinn. Tyrone now moving bodies forward here. McHugh has it again. Up past the 45-meter line. Her strong running is causing some problems here for Leitrim early on. That's gone out there towards Aoife Harrisk again. Slows play up, 21 metres out from the goal. Steadies, composes herself. Once again, the ball recycled here by the right-hand county. A diagonal ball almost cut out there by, I think it was Laura O'Dowd who almost got a touch to it. Leitrim have dropped Clancy back as well deep. And now they're managing to get the ball and they've got possession. And away they come here. Good counter-attack play. That was a brilliant interception there by, I think it was Orla Flynn, was it? Ball been brought forward here in any case. Down again it goes towards Murren Devaney. Provided the last time, looks to turn, finisher this time, turns and shoots and gets her shot in, and gets it in and gets it over the bar. That's a prolific start for the Leitrim forward line. They're getting the ball inside, and Murren Devaney and Laura O'Dowd have hit 1-1 between them, and Leitrim lead 1-1 to a point, Amanda.
Yeah, a nice little kind of soccer-style play from Alva Clancy here on the wing as well. And it's Leitrim seem to be looking to give the long ball into Murren Devaney. That's a full forward. And so far, apart from maybe the first one or two plays, it seems to be working.
It's working, and they're using the space well in Croke Park as well. That's a big, big plus for them. Here come Tyrone again. Aveen McHugh bringing the ball forward here. Looking to try and get it down into the Leitrim half of the field, all the way up towards the edge of the D. It goes inside, and they've got the player coming in. It's the centre half forward who's coming in with it. Chance of a goal! Brilliant finish! Aoife Harrisk just crashes the ball past Michelle Monaghan into the Leitrim net. She came through on the blind side. She made the space for herself, despite a number of players being around her. And Tyrone have found the net, and the teams are level at 1-1 apiece.
Yeah, she did very well there. There was three Leitrim backs. There seemed to be a little bit of confusion as to what was happening, and she just turned onto her right foot and buried it. It was a very good goal.
Well, that really was an absolutely fantastic goal, and it has brought Tyrone well and truly into this game now at this stage. And here they come on the attack again. They're really now causing problems for Leitrim. Again, they've worked the ball aside. Again, they're short for a goal. This could be a second one for Tyrone. Oh, brilliant save, Michelle Monaghan. There was real trouble there for the Leitrim defence, but Michelle Monaghan came out. She was big, she was brave, and she made a crucial save.
Very good save. Excellent. That would have been, I suppose, a wee bit against the run of play and would have put a lot between the teams. So great save from Michelle Monaghan.
Absolutely fantastic save indeed from Michelle Monaghan, and that has kept Leitrim well and truly in it. There was real worrying moments there for them, but the teams are level at 1-1 apiece, and here come Tyrone again. They very much now at this stage have got the gander up a little bit. McCaffrey is the player who brings it all the way up to the Leitrim 45, gives the pass to McHugh, again running at the Leitrim defence. Again she's gone past Charlene Turl. She's up to the 21 metre line, heading towards the 14 metre line, looks at that support play outside, gives the ball to the goal scorer. Horace is in once again, gets a shot in again, and this time it's gone out to the wrong side of the post and wide. But the running game that Tyrone have adopted here is really causing some problems for Leitrim. But the referee, in fact, had he spotted a free there, he's pointing it's going to be a free in, so we can cancel out that fifth wide for Tyrone. Instead, it's going to be a free in for them, and all of a sudden Tyrone have picked up real momentum here in this game, and it's a worrying moment for Leitrim or two.
Yeah, they have, and I think I suppose Leitrim might need to have a look at the running of Aveen McHugh, their captain, that's running through the middle. A lot of their ball is coming down that way, so maybe it's something that they could look at, trying to prevent those runs a little bit earlier to stop the feeding the ball into the full forward line.
And another crucial moment coming up here now for Tyrone. Again, the free is going to be kicked in here by McCaffrey. Routine one from her. It gets her account up and running, and that's three players now that have all got on the score sheet for Tyrone. Their centre-half forward, Harris, has got the goal. The two corner forwards, Canavan and McCaffrey, are off the mark as well, and Tyrone lead at this stage by 1-2. Michelle Monaghan's kick out again comes over towards the Hogan stand side of the field, and Leitrim now have managed to win the ball, and they can come sprinting forward. Sarah Reynolds, the player, now bringing it in towards the middle of the field. Let's see if Leitrim can get the next score. Ball kicked in long and direct by Michelle Guckin, in again towards Devaney. Gamble this time stubbed behind her marker, but the ball instead broke the way of the Tyrone player, and they're quickly now through McCaffrey, bringing it through the channels again. Here it's a well-oiled machine from Tyrone as Garvin brings it up past the Leitrim 45 metre line. McHugh is running just off her shoulder. Garvin has been given serious space to travel. There's another run being made on the right hand side as well. Now eventually the shot comes in there, hit in by Emer Quinn, who had pushed all the way up from cornerback, and that's got in and it's gone over the bar, and Tyrone have got another score. Well, the run's been made here, not sure if it was Emer Quinn or Imogen Garvin maybe that finished it off from there, but Tyrone have got the point. In fact, it was the centre half forward, it was Aoife Harris who had finished it off, in fact, and that's 1-1 for her now, and Tyrone at this stage lead by 1-3, and they've got possession again here. It's a real rear guard action now for Leitrim at the moment. Tyrone absolutely cleaning up on the kick out, and their running game causing Leitrim all sorts of problems here. Johnny Gerrard, he maybe needs to do something just to try and change the way that this game is going. Again, a dangerous speculative ball going in towards the Leitrim goalbound. Tyrone have it again in there. They're 14 metres out from goal. It's recycled back out here to McCaffrey between the 21 and 14 metre line now. Once more Tyrone with the opportunity. Again the shot is going to come in from Canavan. Again it's a dangerous one inside, but just not the accuracy or the distance in the in-breedery to trouble the Leitrim defence. It's gone out with a wide number 5. But Amanda, if you were down on that sideline at the moment now, what can Leitrim try and do here to break up the Tyrone momentum that they've got?
Well, I suppose a lot of their play is coming from, as we mentioned, McHugh at midfield, and also you said Emma Jane Garvin, their number 12. You know, between the two of those, they're running directly at Leitrim. So maybe to keep an eye on those two players and try and cut out the attack before it gets in too far. Leitrim are cutting it out, but it's a little bit close to goal that you could just worry there could be a mistake made.
Tyrone have just hit their sixth wide. In fairness, it was one of those speculative balls that was played in there. Long ball played in towards the direction of the attack, hit in by Imogen Garvin, but they were unable to keep it in play that time, and it's going to be another kick out here for the Leitrim goalkeeper Michelle Monaghan, as the management teams from the respective sides look on somewhat anxiously here in Croke Park as well. And as always, when the camera pans in on various faces, there's lots of smiles here as well. At the moment, maybe one or two more smiles for Tyrone than Leitrim. Ball was played in again here. Once more, Clancy the provider, in this time again towards Devaney, looking to play it in there towards Quinn. It goes, breaks in behind, but once more is picked up here by the Tyrone full back line. They're very much coming now to terms with the challenges that Leitrim are posing here, and again Tyrone are going to break, and a sweeping ball all the way down to Lines, the cornerback, who has gone storming forward from her position there, gives it out here to Garvin once more, holds play up just between the 65 and Leitrim 45 meter line as Tyrone look to try and get some movement going again here again with Garvin. Switches it out to the Cusick stand side of the field. A little bit more space for Tyrone there. A lot of their attacks are coming from this side. Again they've ran through. Again they've got the shot in. And Michelle Monaghan who gets it away one-handed. And the rebound comes back out to the centre-half forward, I think, Aoife Harris, who gets her second goal in the game. It was a ball that was played in there. Michelle Monaghan managed to get it out, but only one-handed. And there was Aoife Harris. There was the centre-half forward to slam the ball into the net. It's goal number two for her. And there's real problems now for Leitrim.
Yeah, I suppose you would hope in that situation maybe that, you know, two hands on the ball, that she maybe would have been able to catch it. Maybe she faltered slightly. But Leitrim need to push out a little bit on Tyrone. They're getting in too close.
Well, there was one or two, maybe somewhat unconventional clearances that she had a little bit earlier. In any case, now there's a chance for Murray and Devaney to take the ball here over at the other end. Leitrim now really need a score. Devaney moving it in field. It's down again. Oh, just couldn't control it. Just couldn't control it as the ball was squared across her there, but the referee has spotted an infringement. Somewhat fortunately for Leitrim, it was a good advantage play, I think, that Redmond used. And there's going to be a free coming in here, I think, for Michelle Guckin. And this is an opportunity with Leitrim trailing by 2 goals and 3 points to a goal and a point. There's an opportunity for Michelle Guckin as that ball that was played in there towards Orla Flynn failed to reach the target, but it's been kicked in and kicked over the bar by Michelle Guckin. In any case, it's her opening point of the game. The Leitrim team captain opens her account and it makes the scoreline Tyrone 2-3, Leitrim 1-2. But again, you'll have to say it, and I don't want to be harsh to any players, you would wonder maybe had Michelle Monaghan got both hands to that ball, it could have been a different story.
Yeah, and it is a pity because it's, you know, it's pretty even, and just to have that little bit of space between the teams now mightn't reflect what the actual game is.
Also important to note that Michelle Monaghan made one fantastic save in the game as well. That's the life of a goalkeeper. It can fluctuate from hero to zero, as the saying goes, very, very quickly. But there could be many more twists and turns and drama in this match. Again, it's the Tyrone double goal scorer and centre-half forward. Aoife Harris, who brings that ball forward, gets the pass outside of there again. Grimes coming inside. Referee's whistle sounds again. Leitrim in a terrible hurry to get the ball back now. Charlene Turl looking to try and take the free. The Tyrone player making it difficult for her to bring it up the field quickly, and the referee, as a result of that, allows the advantage rule. And here come Leitrim again now as they look to get some forward play going here. Ball been brought down along the Hogan stand side of the field. Sarah Reynolds, the player, running forward with it, gives it outside and takes the return. Excellent play here now for Leitrim. They got Michelle Guckin in at the edge of the move, takes her shot, rebounds off the goalkeeper and comes back out, and Tyrone are there. Well, she was cut again from the Hogan stand side of the field. She got her shot away. It might have been maybe more advanced, perhaps, to take a point. The angle was acute. It was straight at the goalkeeper, but nonetheless a good save.
Yeah, really good save. It's a pity. I'd say Michelle maybe had a little bit more, that she could have taken the ball in a little bit closer to goal, but in that situation she maybe just went for the shot, and look at it, could have gone in just as easy.
Well, it's end-to-end stuff, there's no doubt about it. Here comes her run again. McCuna getting forward up to the edge of the Leitrim D, 14 metres out of the Leitrim goal. She's got another goal in her mind here. Still it's McHugh. Leitrim have got the bodies back around her now. Three or four of them trying to hold her up there, and McHugh has overcarried the ball. Thankfully, from a Leitrim perspective, it was heart of the mouth stuff there once again, as the Tyrone captain was looking to make that penetrating run right through the centre.
She did, and I suppose she maybe lost her footing or just bounced it incorrectly, and thankfully from a Leitrim point of view she spilled it slightly.
Would you believe we've got only 6.5 minutes remaining in the opening half. In case you've just joined us, it's Tyrone who lead Leitrim 2-3 to 1-2. Here come Leitrim on the attack once more now. Ball being brought forward here for them by Orla Flynn. The Leitrim Gales lady kicks this one in, somewhat hopefully is going to drop short. Oh, and the goalkeeper made an absolute mess of it as she came out there for it. Amelia Coyle had a heart-stopping moment. She almost let the ball fumble between her legs, and eventually it went out at the expense of a 45, but that could have gone anywhere.
It could, if she was just a little bit further in, I suppose, in front of the goals, as opposed to closer to the post.
Well, I say she's probably maybe the most relieved player here at the moment. That ball had been kicked in there somewhat hopefully. They were maybe looking for Devaney, but it came into the goalkeeper, and in the end, well, she was somewhat fortunate to see that one go out. It's a 45 that Michelle Guckin is going to kick from the ground here. She's converted some of these in the past. The pressure stakes on this one is going to be absolutely huge. It's dropping short. Devaney is inside there again. Opportunity for the ball for Leitrim! Oh, goodness gracious me! It was a 45 that dropped short. And there to finish it off was Alva Clancy. A magnificent goal for her. An opportunist goal in some fashion. It was kicked inside from Michelle Guckin, and Alva Clancy magnificently finished it to the roof of the net. And Leitrim have got their second goal.
Yeah, she did really well. Fantastic. She caught it first, and then Alva loves to get on to her trusty left foot, and she made no mistake.
Well, my word, it was that 45 that just fell short. And once those balls drop short inside there, anything is possible. And Leitrim have got the goal, and they're right back in it here again now. Charlene Turn once more with some full back play to do. Back in her own half of the field, and tidies up along with Claire Owens. Another potentially dangerous situation there, as Tyrone were sweeping it forward. And Leitrim again now bringing it out of their own defensive area. Well, it's a game that has had everything. Just one between the teams here now. And there's 4 minutes and 37 seconds of normal time to go. Leitrim on the attack again. Laura Dowd in possession again. Right up now here towards the 21 metre line. Onto the right boot. Wonderful finish from Laura Dowd. And the Bonnemore Sona Heslin's lady gets her opening point of the game. She's already got a goal. And Leitrim have drawn level here against the Red Hand County. It's 2 goals and 3 points for Leitrim. 2 goals and 3 points for Tyrone. And we're back on level terms.
It's exactly what Leitrim would want just before half time. They've done really, really well. I suppose we were a little bit worried the game was going to get away from them in about 10 minutes ago, but they've come right back into it and got some fantastic scores.
Well, with the bet a little bit earlier in the year, Leitrim had to show real character and guts and determination. They conceded 2 goals early in that game, and Bandamore looked to be dead and buried, but they had to respond, regroup, and come back with real character in the end to put out a magnificent victory. They're doing something similar here today. Tyrone struck for 2 early goals in that game. They were 9 points clear at one stage, but Leitrim have come back here again today to very much test the resilience of the Ulster team. And they've broken up another attack. Possibilities here now for the McGinnis to move the ball forward. Again, it's kicked in there towards Beryn Devaney. Almost towards the edge of the D. Tyrone trying to get the shackles at her. Clancy is inside as well, helping her out. And the referee's whistle sounds, and there's going to be a free in. Well, the tactic of leaving Beryn Devaney there as a primary outlet for possession is really working well for Leitrim here at the moment. And again, credit to Simona Quinn there, who was involved in that too. But they're really taking the challenge here to them.
Yeah, and like that last ball, in fairness to Emer Quinn, the Tyrone number 4, she's very tight on Beryn Devaney, but yeah, it seems to be to get the ball into full forward straight away.
Here's Michelle Guckin with the resulting free, and makes no mistake, her second point of the game. The Leitrim captain edges Leitrim back into the lead again. 2 goals and 4 points for Leitrim, 2 goals and 3 points now for Tyrone. The scoreboard reads at the moment, and again it's Amelia Coyle who takes the kick out. My word, how this game has gone one way and the other. Plenty of drama, plenty of excitement, and not even a sign of a pigeon here in Croke Park. If he was on the pitch, I don't think anybody would notice the pigeon today, or the seagull. Whatever was out here on pitch side the last day, 7 days ago, it was the main talking point for the first half of the men's final. It's Tyrone on the attack here again. Horace brings the ball forward. Once more now, Tyrone looking to try and engineer an equalising score. Hard to believe that we're talking about them looking for an equalising score, considering how far ahead they were a few moments ago. Lines bringing it forward now. They're 45 metres out from the Leitrim goal here, just slowing it down again. Campbell in possession for them. Once more, the run's about to be made by Clara Daly. Gives the pass back to her on the 45 metre line. And Tyrone, plenty of time on their side, of course. And again, they walk the ball up towards Cochleen Campbell. Free from her lift is Horace, the player who has scored 2-2. Not going to hit the 2-3 mark yet, but instead she's going to register wide number 7. And I make it 7 wides for Tyrone as compared to 3 for Leitrim.
Yeah, I think it's the same, 3-7. Just looking down on the pitch there, I see Michelle Guckin has moved into the full forward line. So whether that's, you know,
it's something that they've done, in the majority of the game so far. Might bring Beryn Devaney out the field a little bit. Orla Flynn is in there as well. An opportunity now for her. Shoots some distance down towards the canal end, but unfortunately, it goes out to the wrong side of the post and wide. That move of deploying Michelle Guckin in at the edge of the square is something that Leitrim have done quite a lot in their game so far in this championship campaign. Remember, she's played there, she's played in midfield, she's played in goals. I think she's played in every conceivable position for Leitrim down throughout the years. And, of course, a big weekend for her. She was even a bridesmaid yesterday, hoping very much to not to be a bridesmaid when it comes to the winner's enclosure here today, looking to be crowned the captain that's going to go up the steps and lift the Mary Quinn Cup a little bit later on today. Here come Tyrone, though, looking again for scores themselves. A diagonal ball, well taken by Michelle Monaghan, the Leitrim goalkeeper. And she now sets Leitrim on the attack again. We've got what, 22 seconds of normal time left according to the massive clocks here that's situated to our left and right as we look out from high on the Hogan stand. Leitrim looking for one more score. Again it's gone into Devaney. Again she's going to trouble her own defence here. Again she's got support from Michelle Gookin up this time. Michelle Gookin now back inside there once more into Orla Flynn. Gets her shot away and majestically over the bar from Orla Flynn. Wonderful point from her. In fact, it was Al McClancy. My apologies. It was Al McClancy who finished it off. Wonderful point from her. And that now leaves the scoreline 2 goals. And Leitrim leading at this stage. 2-5 to 2-3, I think. Great score again, Amanda.
Yeah, look, at, I suppose Leitrim will be delighted with their last 10 minutes, you know, coming from behind to lead at halftime. The halftime whistle came at a perfect time for Leitrim, and that was a lovely left-footed score again by Alva Clancy just before the whistle.
It was an absolutely brilliant score from her. Apologies, we called it to Orla Flynn first, but again, I just keep going back to the design of the Leitrim jerseys, especially up here at level 7, almost impossible to make them out, and sometimes we just have to wait for the benefit of replays on the big screens here just to pick them out. Johnny Geraghty, you see the Leitrim manager, has been interviewed down on the sideline by our colleagues from TG Cahir. He'll be obviously giving his take on that opening half, but he'd be quite happy with the way that it's progressed here. He'd be quite happy with the way that his team have responded from an early setback. There's been goals aplenty. Try and summarise what we've just been watching here for that opening 30 minutes.
Well, I think Leitrim probably were unsettled at the start, which is, you know, it's fair enough when you're up in a big venue and a big occasion like this. I suppose Tyrone for the last 5 minutes have really gone out of the game. So I think when they come out in the second half, you know, Tyrone would be likely to start, you know, afresh and to go in, I suppose, all guns blazing at the second half. So I can hope that Leitrim will do the same thing. But definitely the linking up play between Laura O'Dowd, Muireann Devaney, Alva Clancy has proven really good for Leitrim, I suppose, and scores came off that. Whether Michelle Guckian stays inside, because I think she's helped the situation in there as well, or whether she'll come back out around the middle of the start of the second half, we'll have to wait and see. And then from the back's point of view, I think Charlene Tyrrell is doing well there. She's picking up some loose ball, and Sarah Reynolds also coming out on the attack from the half-back line is doing well. Leitrim, I suppose, just need to keep an eye on, as we said, Emma Jane Gervin and Aveen McHugh running through the middle, and their running game, their strength.
Well, it's very much all to play for. It's on a knife edge here at the interval, but it's Leitrim who are in the ascendancy. They have played really well here in the opening half. They've got some cracking goals as well from Alva Clancy and from Laura O'Dowd. That has very much given them a great catalyst here in this game to very much maybe go for broke here in the second half. Tyrone looked dangerous. It's a long way from over, but Leitrim are holding that advantage at halftime. The halftime entertainment being provided by the youngsters and the stars of tomorrow, as they're out in the field with some exhibition matches. And if you're looking for entertainment, I don't know, Amanda, if you spotted it, but about 6 or 7 seats over to our left-hand side, I see none other than Marty Morrissey getting ready for a TV commentary, I presume, later on. And he's just after doing a little bit of a dance here to the music at halftime, somewhere between the River Dance, Austin, and the Hucklebuck. Make what you will out of that. I wouldn't even try and replicate it. With that, it's back to you in studio.
Let's get back to the women's intercounty, the second half of a big, big half for Leitrim in the TG Cahir All-Ireland Intermediate Football Final. Leitrim 2-5, Tyrone 2-3. Let's rejoin Amanda and John Lynch for the second half.
17 seconds gone in the opening half, Austin. You're very welcome back here to Croke Park. No change in the scoreline. Perfect timing as always as we get underway here for the start of the second period of play. And a big day, as you mentioned, for Leitrim. Our coverage brought to you by McTiernan Carpets and Bedding, situated at the Ballast Quay in Sligo. And a big thank you indeed to them for their sponsorship of this broadcast. Here come Tyrone on the attack at the moment here, shooting down towards the canal into the second half as they quickly recycle the ball through the channels, and it comes over towards this near side of the field to Anya Grimes. looks to get up towards the edge of the Leitrim D, transfers the ball back out again to Chloe McCaffrey. Now the shot eventually is going to come off from the midfielder and captain, Aveen McHugh, but it goes out again to the wrong side of the post. As Tyrone's opening wide of the opening half. They had 7 in total in the first half. They've now got 1 in the second as Michelle Monaghan gets her kick out away in there towards the direction of a half-back line that includes Sarah Reynolds. Her uncle, Fergal, would have been part of the Leitrim senior team that played here in the All-Ireland semi-final back 30 years ago in 1994. That team managed by the late, great John O'Mahony. Now the ball been brought forward here by the Leitrim attack. Down it comes towards the 45-meter line. Referee spotting some punting going on inside and awards a free in here for Leitrim that Michelle Cookin is about to kick from the hands from between the 45 and the 21, much closer to the 45-meter line. Takes one or two solos here as the Leitrim number 9 looks down towards the goal on Hill 16, strikes the ball right-footed, decent connection, dropping in for Michelle Cookin, and it's in and over the bar. She's got her opening point in the second half. The captain, who hit 2 points in the opening half, gets 1 point now in the second, 3 for her in total, and Leitrim stretch out the lead, Amanda.
Yeah, and a lovely start to the second half. Just seeing Michelle has gone back in the forwards again in the second half, and they seem to be playing Anya Redican and Shiva Quinn out around the middle. So whether she's carrying some sort of an injury or whether it's tactic, but she's got her third score of the game.
Well, let's keep an eye on it. So far it's been effective from a Leitrim perspective, and again the ball breaks down towards this near side of the field. Leitrim on the attack. Alvin Clancy sending that one in dangerously, and the referee or the umpires consult. One says it's over, the other concurs, and that's in and over the bar. And Alvin Clancy, the player who got a goal and a point in the opening half, has now got 1-2 in the game. It just about snuck inside the post with the help of the upright, and it's now all of a sudden Leitrim who lead by 2 goals and 7 to 2 goals and 3, Amanda.
Yeah, and looking at the flags on Hill 16, the wind has died down. It was a good shot from Alva, and she's having a great game here today.
Absolutely fantastic game indeed for her. Leitrim will be playing in towards Hill 16. Whether or not it's a huge advantage with the wind or not, we'll have to wait and see. The Tyrone full forward Zoe Loughran has been fouled by Charlene Terrell, and it's going to be a free in here for the Red Hand County. Down under our commentary position, Maria Canavan hasn't the confidence to kick it forward. Instead goes back towards her own half of the field and is gathered there by Anya Grimes, who plays it out here to Aoife Harris, the player who has scored 2 goals and 2 points so far in this year's All-Ireland final. Tyrone up towards the edge of the Leitrim D for the first time now in the second half. They've conceded a couple early scores right after the restart. Ball been kicked in diagonally by Maria Canavan once more. Still it's Tyrone in possession. Now they eventually get the shot away, and again it's a harmless one. It's a poor one from Imogen Gervin, who singles that by holding her hand up into the air. Second wide of the second half for Tyrone, 9 in total, and Michelle Monaghan again gets Leitrim underway with a quick restart. Down towards this near side of the field, Hogan Stan side of the field, well taken there by Anya Redigan for Leitrim as they begin to build here once again. Ball been brought forward now by Orla Flynn, who plays it inside there towards Niamh Tighe, looking to bring it forward. Good play here from Niamh Tighe to her midfield partner, Michelle Cookin, wearing number 8, the team captain. Measured the pass to perfection here as Leitrim now look to break inside the 45-meter line, but the referee spotted the infringement, Amanda, and is it going to be a free out? It is.
Yeah, I wonder, did Alva Clancy take too many steps there? She jigged to the right and to the left and to the right again.
Number 23 has actually been brought on the Tyrone team, and it's Saoirse Gormley is the player that they are bringing in. So obviously they were a little bit worried about the impact of some of the players inside, and Gormley is the player that Tyrone are bringing in now at this stage. The first change that they're making here in the second half. We'll tell you in the moment who's going off as they make their way down in towards the rest of the substitutes bench. It's number 14, Zoe Loughran, they've brought off the full forward. So change has been made here by Tyrone early on, probably showing maybe some of the indications of how things are getting a little bit maybe jittery for Tyrone at the early stages of the second half. But there's a massive way to go, and they're an experienced team who have been here for a league final earlier this year. Grimes now brings it up towards the 21-meter line, gives it inside to Maeve Mallon. Mallon, the midfielder, plays her club football with the famous Aim Rua in Tyrone and gives the ball back here to Cochleen Campbell. Again, there's a good period of possession being enjoyed here by the Ulster side, and they walk possession into Maeve Mallon. Mallon, the midfielder, defender gets her shot away. Is that dropping inside the post? No, it's not. It's another wide. It's a third wide in the second half. 10 in total now for Tyrone. And thankfully, from a Leitrim perspective, they've left their shooting boots well and truly back in Ulster.
Yeah, they have. They were three bad wides too, I think. They were very wide. They look a little bit unsettled. I would have thought they might have come out guns blazing in the second half, but so far, no. But look, that could change.
Well, Saoirse Gormley and Maria Canavan didn't play when these two teams met in the last day round, but they're available now to Tyrone so far this time, and Leitrim very much now putting it up to them here. And again, they've got possession, and again it's Quinn who brings the ball forward, that diagonal ball in towards the Vanny again. 25 metres out from the goal, finds Michelle Cookin with the pass, edge of the D, onto the left boot, gets the shot away, and it's the captain who's leading by example here, scores a wonderful point for Leitrim. Michelle Cookin, her fourth total, and Leitrim stretch out the lead. It's 2-8 to 2-3, and Michelle Cookin really benefiting from moving in round the goal.
Yeah, they did really well there. Again, the ball into Marin Devaney, laid it off to Michelle Cookin, and she was on her left again, but she made no mistake this time. She hit it straight over.
Well, Tyrone, they were beaten by Kildare in the quarter-final stages of the championship back in 2023. Leitrim made their exit against Wexford, a team that they beat in this year's All-Ireland semi-final. And Leah Fox has come in. Simona Quinn has got off, and Leah Fox is in for Leitrim, a player from Glencarmater Hamilton that we know all about from her exploits at third-level education in ladies' Gaelic football, and of course with her club Glencarmater as well, a team that enjoyed provincial success and county success under the stewardship, of course, at provincial level of PC Pat Corrigan, with that fantastic breakthrough. But here it's about inter-county level. Johnny Geraghty looking to do another number here on Tyrone. It's the Tyrone team who break forward again. They bring it up to the 45-meter line. Maria Canavan here. Alarm bells beginning to sound a little bit now for Tyrone at this stage. Ball recycled in towards McHugh. Looks around to see what support is available. Players free on the Cusick stand side of the field here. Tyrone, you could argue at this stage, probably need the next score. They'll be just getting a little bit worried about the way things are going. A hopeful ball played in there, but Charlene Turner is there to deal with it again for Leitrim. And it's the full-back who emerges with it, to Claire Owens. They're really playing it nicely out of the channels here, Leitrim, now at this stage. The entire half-back line led by Sarah Reynolds doing well. They've worked the ball down here and towards this near side of the field here. And again, there's possibilities for Leitrim as they look to recycle possession, and Casey Brune now brings it forward on the Hogan stand side of the field. Leitrim looking to play that ball in there. Leo Fox on the field for them now. They've got it in. Is it Murren Devaney inside again there? Looking to hold on to possession. 21 metres out from goal. Pass was hit back maybe towards the general direction of Leo Fox, who's got that right knee heavily bandaged and strapped up, as time we've seen time and time again in the championship so far in 2024. Tyrone bring it forward now. Aoife Harris again. She's really been the chief scorer for them. Now McCaffrey. Dangerous ball inside. They're looking to get the substitute on to the end of this, and the shot comes in, and Saoirse Gormley has blasted it in and over the bar. For a moment there was real worries that it could have been a three-pointer. They settle for one, but they've reduced the deficit a little bit, Amanda.
Yeah, and this Saoirse Gormley, she looks dangerous. I suppose we were lucky there, Leitrim were lucky that the ball didn't go under the bar. She'll take watching, I'd say, now in the second half.
No doubt about it. It's a Leitrim team that have beaten Roscommon twice in this year's championship, looking now to emerge victorious here today. But this is one of the spells of the game where you feel Tyrone are getting that little bit of forward momentum again. Another shot coming in for Maria Canavan. Another wide is registered here by Tyrone. It's wide number 4 in the second half. It's 11 in total here, and really that shooting in an All-Ireland final, we've seen it with the Galway men's team last week, you're leaving yourself open with wides of that quantity.
Yeah, you are, and I think, you know, there's so much time left. They may be a little bit, you know, hitting wayward shots when there's no need for it. They've loads of time. There should be no panic on them as such, but they do still look a little unsettled.
Well, so Leitrim team, as we mentioned, 2 victories against Roscommon, beat Wexford in the semi-final, beat Wicklow as well in the group stages of the All-Ireland Championship this year. Tyrone beat Clare in the All-Ireland quarter-final. They secured promotion to Division 1, remember, this season as well. Leitrim in that league themselves in Division 4 had wins over Longford, Carlow, Derry, Kilkenny and Limerick, but lost out beaten by Fermanagh, lost out of course when it went to the league semi-final against Limerick, and will be playing in Division 4 next season. But they could, if they win this, be playing All-Ireland Senior Championship. Ball been brought forward again by Sarah Reynolds to Charlene Turl, back to Reynolds, back to Turl, 65 metres out from the Tyrone goal now. Leah Fox running forward with the ball, looking to try and engineer again another ball in towards the direction of Baron Devaney, looking to win some possession inside there once more. Ball is going to break out kindly here for Leitrim. Referee waiting to see was there any advantage ensuing, not really happening, and it's going to be a free for Leitrim between the 21 and 45 metre line over on the Cusick stand side of the field. The challenge going into the back of Baron Devaney, and it's going to be an opportunity here for Leitrim, and another free coming up here for them, and an opportunity maybe. Who's going across to take it this time? Is it Alba Clancy?
I think so too.
That's gone across there to take it. And Alba Clancy, with her back to the goal, facing down towards Hill 16, swings around, gets it off the left. It's going to drop short. Goalkeeper none too convincing there, but takes it nonetheless. Aminia Coyle, and gets her challenge, gets the clearance away. But the referee said there was a foul inside of her, and that's going to be another free. But really, for the moment, maybe that she conceded the goal, it was Michelle Guckin who was in there, making life difficult for her. Aminia Coyle, maybe one or two mistakes. One mistake that she made in the opening half, where a ball squirmed between her legs and almost ended up in the back of the net. From the resulting 45, Leitrim got their second goal in the game. And as a result of that, the Tyrone goalkeeper's confidence looked a little bit rattled ever since.
Yeah, they did. I suppose they are coming forward in droves. So I'd say it's only a matter of time before they get the score.
Here they come. McCaffrey. Dangerous ball inside. Real worrying moments now for Leitrim, and the shot is dispatched in. The ball is dispatched in and over the bar. It was an excellent move there from the Tyrone team. They moved it quickly from back to front, and eventually it was kicked in and kicked over. A fine point. It reduces the deficit to 8-5. Just three between them. Fine score.
Yeah, she did very well. And, yeah, you know, it was only a matter of time, as you were saying, that was going to happen. So they may build from this, or Leitrim try and get a score now to nullify it.
And they really took that score expertly well indeed. And Leitrim now have to try and hit back almost immediately. They've got the possibilities now maybe of doing that. Again, they're going to try and bring the ball forward. It's walked in towards Marin Devaney. Down on the 21-metre line it goes. Looks to try and play it back there towards Michelle Guckin, but the pass was never going to reach her. Tyrone, with a number of speed merchants in this team, were able to come in and make the interception. Back with it there for them now is Eimear Quinn, wearing number 4, but she loses out of possession, and Leitrim have it back once more now, and is played in here again towards the direction of Marin Devaney, running at the defence once more. Finds Michelle Guckin with the pass this time. Guckin fires off the right. It looks good from here. It sails in and out of the bar. Devaney to Guckin. The result again the same. Another brilliant point. And Michelle Guckin has absolutely hit fire in this game. I think it's up 5 for her now.
I think so, yeah. 3 frees and 2 scores. And she did really well. She actually she intercepted the ball out here, close to us on the sideline, and she deserved her score there.
And it re-establishes a 4-point lead. 2-9 to 2-5. Leitrim very much now with their tails up, and here they come again. They're on the attack once more. Ox trying to bring the ball inside here. There's possibilities, and the shot coming in from distance this time, and that sailed in and sailed over the bar. And again, it's Alva Clancy who has put it in, and between the posts, it's another excellent point. It's 1-3 for her now in the game, and Leitrim lead move on to 2-10 to 2-5. It was actually number 19, was it, I think, that kicked that one in. I think it might have been the sub that they brought in there that had the finish. Just looking at it for a second, that'd be Eimear McHugh, I think. Wonderful point in any case, and Leitrim now at this stage have stretched that lead out a little bit. They're really playing wonderful football. It was Alva Clancy, you're right, my apologies. It was Alva Clancy who finished it, and it was an excellent point from her. And my goodness me, it's really set Leitrim up in a wonderful position here at this stage.
Yeah, Alva's having a really fine match today. You can see the confidence in her. You know, it's growing, and I think that, I suppose, Tyrone would have known all about Marin Devaney, would have known all about Michelle Guckin, and they're probably giving Alva Clancy a little bit too much space, maybe, and she's working well with Michelle and with Marin and with Laura and with the others, and that was a fine score.
The interchange of play has been absolutely magnificent. 2-10 to 2-5. The scoreline at the moment. You're listening to Ocean FM. There's 16 minutes and 41 seconds of normal time remaining. The stopwatch has, or the clock has stopped as Michelle Cookin is just receiving some treatment down under us. And you pointed out that, Amanda, that she's one of the players that they've deployed into the forward line. McTiernan Carpets and Bedding in Ballyskeagh and Sligo are a big match sponsors this afternoon. Tyrone have got number 21 on the field at the moment, so change has been made for them. Number 21 is Ellie McNamee from the Aragon Kieran Club. Oh, it's on a knife edge here. How are your nerves, Amanda?
It's nervy, all right, John.
It's just one of those pressure moments in the game. Everybody looking down now towards the direction of the Hill 16 goal. The Tyrone player who's got off there, I think might be their number 10. It could be a blood sub as well for them. Ian Anya Grimes, I think, might have been the player, indeed it was, who got that knock and has moved off. And now there's possibilities here for Tyrone as they build from the back here again. It's a game now at this stage that's still on a knife edge despite 5 points between them. The dynamic can change so quickly in ladies Gaelic football, little doubt about that. Tyrone now coming forward here. Emma Jane Gervin is their number 12 and left half forward, cutting in from that position, gives the ball to Maria Canavan. Back out it comes to Chloe McCaffrey. Has time to turn. Shoots down towards the canal end and dispatches the ball with clinical accuracy. In and over the bar. Her second point of the game. Tyrone edge back a little bit closer, courtesy of their number 13. And it now leaves the scoreline 2-10 to 2-6. 4 between the teams. And we've got 15 minutes and 50 seconds remaining, Amanda.
Yeah, Michelle Monaghan.
Oh, there's a quick one over the top to Maren Devaney. She's in here again. Possibilities for Leitrim. Oh. Devaney is dragged down. What's the referee going to give? Surely it's a penalty from in there, you would say.
I assume so. Definitely pulled down. Great,
she was definitely pulled down, and it was surely inside the square. Yeah. Now, he was signalling a free. That, to me, looked like a stonewall penalty all day long. Well, let's see what the replay is going to say when it comes back out.
He's going up to talk to his umpires anyway, so.
Well, this is going to be really interesting. To me, she was well and truly inside the area where you would award a penalty. There she is. I'm just looking at the replay. It's clearly inside it, in my view.
Yeah, I think so. It looks like it from here anyway.
Well, again, it's just that speculative ball over the top. She stole a yard on Joanne Barrett, the Tyrone fullback, who was caught ball watching a little bit. Maybe following the flight of the ball. And Maren Devaney from Glen Carmanor Hamilton was in round the back, was getting ready to pull the trigger, and the referee blew the whistle. Now, what's he going to give here? Talk about keeping us in suspense. Maren Devaney is asking him about it as well. He clearly didn't. Now it's a penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's a penalty. Well, he's certainly taken the centre stage on that with Barry Redmond, the match official from Wexford. It was a penalty all day long. I don't know why he didn't signal for it a little bit earlier, but maybe in fairness to him, he was right. I'm looking at some of the replays here as well. That's maybe, there could be an argument maybe been made where the first foul took place. And perhaps that, well, it was clearly inside.
And he's just yellow carded the fullback as well, Joanne Barrett.
And that'll be a period of in the sin bin for her. And that's exactly what's happening. So she's heading for the sin bin. This is going to be an absolutely pivotal moment. And it's Alva Clancy who is going to kick a penalty that could send Leitrim all the way closer to the All-Ireland title. And Clancy has found the net. Lord help! A real, real daisy cutter of a penalty. The one that keepers very rarely get near. And it's 3-10 to 2-6. And Alva Clancy has scored when the pressure was most on her.
Yeah, fantastic penalty again. Alva be well used to taking penalties with her soccer background as well.
Oh, she took it so well. 2-3 she scored now in the game, but just looking at a replay, it was low and hard right into the corner of the net, and that has given Leitrim a good advantage here at this stage. 3-10 to 2-6. There's 14 and a half minutes remaining here in Croke Park in what has been an epic game. Now can Leitrim see the deal out at this stage? Leah Fox is on the field for them, taking on the Tyrone defence. She could exploit any space that comes her way. Not the most accurate of passes into Maren Devaney, however, and Tyrone cut it out. The Red Hand County really need the next score now. They could be looking at a second championship defeat, but again, these games can change so dramatically. Want to say hello to Hayden Heron, who's listening to us in Perth in Australia today. I hope the nerves are good at this stage. Tyrone have brought the ball right up towards the 21-metre line. There's an opportunity here for them now. It's Ellie McNamee who gets her shot away, and Ellie McNamee has got her opening point in the game, and Tyrone pull one back. It's back to 6, 3-10 to 2-7. Good score, Amanda.
Yeah, she took that well, and it's what Tyrone need. They just need to keep the ball now and keep pushing on.
Two of the Tyrone substitutes, Gorbley and McNamee, have now raised white flags in the second half. All to play for still. 3-10 to 2 goals and 7. Some changes been made here. 15 for 7, and it's Tyrone's number 17 who is going to be brought in. Emma Mulcrew from the St. Mary's Club. And number 15 is the player to make way, Maria Canavan. Are you surprised with that?
A little bit surprised, yeah. I suppose she mightn't be scoring as much as she had been in games, but she still looked dangerous and she still got herself a point today.
Well, it just goes to show from a Tyrone perspective, reputations mean absolutely nothing here. They very much have to try and do something to bring this one back. Here come Leitrim again. Opportunities now down at the other end of the field, and that shot has been dispatched in brilliantly, and dispatched in and dispatched over the bar. It's a fantastic score from Laura O'Dowd. Wonderful play from the centre-half forward of Bandamore, Shauna Heslins. 1-1 for Laura in the game, 1-2 now for Laura in the game, and Leitrim move on to a 3-11 to 2-7 advantage.
Yeah, the speed of Elise Perrune there coming forward, and over to Laura, who's also got great speed, and has a fine score at the end for Laura.
Well, that attacking half-back line has been a launchpad for so many attacks for Leitrim right throughout the course of this game, right throughout the course of this championship run. Is it beginning to resemble 2007 when Sinead Quinn, or Sinead Brennan, lifted the Mary Quinn Cup here down under us in the Hogan stand? Still, there's a long way to go. Saoirse Gormley has won possession for Tyrone. Walks the ball back out towards her midfielder and captain, Aveen McHugh. But again, Leitrim's defence is able to deal with it. Taken by Michelle Monaghan, the goalkeeper. And Leitrim built from the back here once again, playing down towards Hill 16 in the second half. Ball goes back to the keeper. Gives it to Charlene Turl, a player who was on the bench. Oh, that pass was mishit. It's been won back by Tyrone. Opportunity, and has come back up the upright. Second opportunity, McHugh. Oh, dear. Aveen McHugh is the player who finishes it to the Leitrim net. There was a mix-up in the pass given by Charlene Turl. Leitrim got away with it once. No such luck second time round. And the ball was finished by the team captain. What Michelle Cooking does at one end, McHugh does at the other. And Tyrone are back on Leitrim's coattails again. 3-11 to 3-7. It was never going to be easy. It was never going to be dull. And it's nail-biting again.
Yeah, unfortunately, Leitrim a little unsettled there and gave the ball away. They had it. They were working it out. I suppose you can't give the player the ball away like that and not expect it to be punished right in front of your goals.
Well, they've been doing this time and time again right throughout the entire championship. They brought in Bruin O'Rourke as well. She's come in and Michelle Gookin has gone off. Michelle Gookin has gone off for Leitrim, and Bruin O'Rourke is the player that has been brought on. There's a terrible free kicked in by Chloe McCaffrey, and that's gone out for another wide four to Rowan. I make it their fifth of the second half. All happening here now, but the big thing to tell you is the score. That's 3-11 to 3-7. There's a little over 11 minutes remaining. There will be no extra time today. If it finishes level, we're going to a replay. Leitrim have always made this championship run difficult for themselves. Johnny Geraghty pacing the sideline down under us. Michelle Gookin taken off, didn't look to be moving as freely maybe as she did in previous games, but nonetheless she left everything out there and scored 5 points as well. Will that be enough for her to be going up the steps of the Hogan stand to lift the Mary Quinn Cup? Time will tell. Leitrim have possession down there. It's time now for the girls that's out there to stand up to the plate, but it's Tyrone who have it back here again. Tyrone are menacing. They're dangerous on the counter-attack, but great defending again from the Leitrim girls. I think it might have been Neve Tye that was in there to cut it out. And Leitrim once again are going to break quickly here down towards the goal to our left, and they're bringing it forward. Alva Clancy, is it, that's bringing it in there? Still, she holds on to possession. Referee's whistle sounds, and she wins a free precisely when they needed a great play again there from Sarah Reynolds to set up the attack. Those half-back line, those three of the half-back line of Reynolds, Bruin, and the two Bruins, they've been launch pads for so many attacks on Leitrim here today. Their running has been brilliant from start to finish, and they've won another free.
Yeah, and they come out together. You know, they don't leave one on their own. They come in droves, and they've set up a lot of attacks here today.
Maren Devaney is going to be the player to kick this free. She's got her back turned to us at the minute as she looks down to the goal to the left. Wonderful preview interview of Maren on the quad bike. But that one just goes out to the right of the post and goes out wide. Unfortunately, from a Leitrim perspective, on those preview interviews on social media during the week, really showing what GAA means to Maren Devaney, what Gaelic football means to her, and how wonderful it'll be to see her crowned as one of the All-Ireland champions here this evening in Croke Park. And that's with all due respect to everyone from Tyrone who might be listening to us. Referee says that Devaney has overcarried the ball, couldn't personally see it, but in any case, it's Tyrone who have it once again. Comes ball the way down here to Aoife Harris, immediately hits the deck. And you know, Leitrim will be wondering about every challenge, because sometimes when a team is down to 14 players, a referee can almost subconsciously level it up. Not going to be the case this time, as Tyrone, injured player, gets up on her feet, and now there's going to be another foul there. Maren Devaney went in for the tackle, and the Tyrone player was charging, and that's going to be a free out for Leitrim, and treatment needed for the Leitrim forward as well, who was back helping out her defence in no uncertain terms there when she picked up that knock onto the face just a couple of moments ago. No retrospective action been taken by the referee in it. He's had a good look at it. He's seen exactly what took place, and it's going to be a free out for Leitrim. 8 minutes and 39 seconds left on the clock at the moment. The clock tells us over on Hill 16 and also up in the Canal End, as we look at the screen and see Johnny Geraghty, the Leitrim manager, and his Tyrone counterpart, issuing some instructions as well. Some more changes, I think, maybe about to be made on the Tyrone team. Ellie McNamee has come in as well. Just a quick word been mentioned to her at this stage. Michelle Gucking got off for Leitrim, of course. The numerical advantage will soon be disappearing as well. We're going to have some grandstand final 8.5 minutes here, Amanda.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's exactly what you want for spectators, you know, to see a fabulous finish like this. I suppose Tyrone are coming back into it now and have been in the last 10 minutes. Leitrim just need to steady the ship a small bit, but they're still doing well. They've seemed to have moved Leah Fox inside. Maren Devaney maybe has come out a little bit, and she's back defending. But I suppose it's anyone's game at the minute.
Absolutely, it could go right down to the wire here. All eyes as well on Maren Devaney. She's okay and back up on her feet. And you know, something, if ever almost a timeout was needed for Leitrim, that could have been as good as time as any. Sarah Reynolds back in her own full back line, turns and checks, thought about going back to the goalkeeper, but instead gives the ball out there for, I think, Claire Owens, as Leitrim looking to try and build it out from defence. Rather, it was number 6 Casey Bruin that had gone back there deep to help her out. And that's going to be another free as the wind begins to pick up a little bit here on level 7. Bruin bringing it forward as Leitrim looked out to pile on the pressure here in the closing stages. 8 minutes, 6 seconds remaining at this stage. Much too early to start trying to count down the clock. Leitrim know that they have a lot of work to do. 4 points ahead though. Again, they've walked the ball over towards this near side. Laura O'Dowd would be a big player for them. Devaney is in possession. Has the ball just shy of the 45-meter line. Nice sail of a dummy. And she's got a player free off the shoulder. It's Redigan. Continues to hold on to it. Gives it back to Devaney. Leitrim holding on to the possession well. And eventually now they're going to try a shot from distance. A speculative shot from distance. Looked good initially, but it was always tailing out and going the wrong side. And going out for Leitrim's number wide for them. I think maybe they're... Is that their first wide of the second half or sixth in total? Certainly haven't hit many wides, Leitrim, in the second half.
No.
I think that's their first wide, maybe, of the second. If not the second, might be the second.
Second wide
of the second half, which would be in total about 7 wides for them. So they've really managed their shooting very well here today, Amanda.
Yeah, they have. And I suppose just 3 of those came in the first 5 minutes.
But there would be maybe some settling down phases. And it's really getting into a crescendo of tension here now at this stage as we look towards the closing stages of the match. 7 minutes and 16 seconds. The clock has ticked down to at this stage as Tyrone have possession once again with Emma Jane Gervin. The Red Hand County looking to move the ball through the channels. Chloe McCaffrey in possession and gives it there to Maeve Corrigan. Corrigan sweeps it across to the far side of the field here. Takes the return and looks forward to see what opportunities, what space can develop in the forward line. Great run being made here by McCaffrey. Gets it onto the right boot. At the very minute she hit that one, you knew she knew exactly where it was going, that it was going to sail over the bar. It's our third point of the game from Chloe McCaffrey. The St. McCartan's girl hits the target and reduces the deficit a little bit further. 3-11 to Leitrim. 3-8 to Tyrone. 20 points plays 17. It's back to a one-score game. And the tension is building every second and every millisecond at this stage.
Yeah, I think a goal too is 3 points is a dodgy lead, you know. So there's pressure on Leitrim now to try and get a score to just settle them.
No doubt about it. As always, the next score is going to be hugely, hugely important. Sarah Reynolds was looking to get onto the runway and get the launch pad going for Leitrim for another attack. But she was fouled, and there's a change taking place as well. Number 19 is going to be coming in there for Tyrone. Another switch being made for them at this stage. That's Emma Conroy, who they're bringing in at number 12, is going to be the player who is making way, Emma Jane Gervin. Some of the Leitrim followers will be not too sorry to see her going off. She was a real handful at various stages in the opening half, but she's been called ashore here now by the Tyrone management as they emptied the bench. And the impact of the bench is always going to be a key factor, you feel, in this game. Possession won back here again by Leitrim. Away they go again with Redigan down along the Hogan stand side of the field. Gives her pass infield there now. Murrin Devaney, absolutely huge for Leitrim, as indeed has been Alva Clancy. Now has got into the centre once more. Picked up there by Casey Brune outside and taking the return and moving it forward. Brilliant running here by Leitrim. Is it Laura O'Dowd that's cutting in on the blind side? Looks to get possession in there. Goes to ground. Referee holding on to play there. Claire Rowan's have pushed right up in the attack for Leitrim as well. Now they've recycled it out. Devaney has got the pass in. There's some lock to the defence. The shot goes in across the face of the goal, but it goes out harmlessly wide for Leitrim's third wide in the second half, and indeed their eighth wide in total there, as Johnny Garrity takes a deep breath and almost a sigh of frustration down to the sideline. Laura O'Dowd was the player who had that most recent shot that just went wide. A Leitrim team pipped in the league semi-final to miss out on promotion, but came back and defeated a fancy Roscommon team in Kiltoom, beat them again in Ballinamore in the All-Ireland quarter-final, beat Wicklow, and of course in that absolutely cracking game against Wexford in the All-Ireland semi-final. It's been quite a journey, and don't forget all the reaction coming up later on Sunday Sport. PJ Leddy is going to be our man down to the sideline. He'll have all those interviews a little bit later for you throughout the course of the programme. Tyrone have walked the ball up towards the edge of the Leitrim D. The shot is going to be kicked in by the midfielder Maeve Mallon, and Maeve Mallon has found the target. What a time to get your opening point of the game. 8 and 9 combining. The shot came off the left boot. It sailed in and sailed over the bar, and it's 3-11 to 3-9 at this stage. And just to remind you about what's coming up a little bit later on this evening, we're going to have live soccer, St. Patrick's Athletic against Sligo Rovers in the League of Ireland, live from Richmond Park. Oren Keating and Alan Cawley are our match commentary team. Here come Tyrone, an opportunity again. The ball being kicked in here by McCaffrey. Well taken, Michelle Monaghan. Hands as safe as houses as she took that one chest high. And when you needed the goalkeeper to be brave and strong, that's exactly what she was, and sets Leitrim on the way. We've got 4 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, remaining in the All-Ireland TG Cahir Intermediate Football Final. Amanda, call it for me.
I'm not sure I'm able to call it. I'd be very disappointed if Leitrim couldn't hold on. That last shot, I suppose, was a help for them that it didn't go over. Perhaps Tyrone thought that, you know, it was a bit of a wayward shot. But definitely Tyrone's bench that they've brought in, Circa Gormley, Emma Conroy, they've brought another dimension and a little bit maybe more youth and more.
Leah Fox is one of the players Leitrim have brought in, and she's got the ball at the edge of the Tyrone D. She's inside it. She's got support outside her. Down, back to Fox. That's conceded. She tried to fist it over the bar, and a Tyrone player got back and has deflected it out for a 45. Well, Leah Fox was waltzing her way through to the fence, took the 1-2, tried to fist the ball over the bar, but Tyrone deflected out for a 45. Eimear Quigley has been replaced by Molly Murphy, by the way, on the Leitrim team as well. 2-21. That's the change that's just taken place. Amanda, apologies. Leah Fox stole central stage there for a moment.
That's okay. Yeah, I suppose on Leah's goal chance there, perhaps the injury that she's had. Normally Leah would go for goal there and pull the trigger, but maybe that's hindered her slightly.
Well, goodness me, it certainly has set us up for some finish here. It's going to be a 45 for Leitrim. No Michelle Guckin on the field at the moment. And that ball has been kicked in there and lands short, and again the shot goes in, but it goes wide. It just fell in there harmlessly short, and in there I think was Niamh Tighe that eventually had the shot, but it just went out to the right of the post and it just went out wide. 2 minutes 48 seconds on the stopwatch at the moment there. Niamh Tighe's effort fails to find the target. It's 20 points to 18. There are two between the teams here in an absolutely nerve-wracking game that took a while to come to the boil, but when it did, goodness me, it has provided us with an absolute belter of a match here in GAA headquarters. Again, the ball been brought forward here by the Tyrone ladies. White and red come swarming up the field. They've walked the ball into McCaffrey, looking to try and cut in along the Cusick stand side of the field, and that pass has come across here. There's an opportunity for Tyrone if they can recycle the ball back out. Referee's whistle has sounded. He spotted the infringement, and this is going to be a free in for Tyrone. That should bring us back to a 1 point ball game with a little under 2 minutes remaining. We always said it was going to come right down to the wire, and Leitrim are not disappointing in that case. They had a little bit of a lead built up, but Saoirse Gormley has won the free. And this is the opportunity now that Tyrone are absolutely banking on to bring it back to a 1 point ball game. Free routinely kicked in and kicked over the bar. And once again, it's Chloe McCaffrey, who has now got 4 points in the game, reduces it to one, and there's a little under 90 seconds of normal time left, Amanda.
Yeah, it's a little bit baffling that Tyrone are still running the ball and not keeping in someone in full forward, considering there's only a minute left.
Michelle Monaghan did well to get her kick out away. Comes to Charlene Turl, and Leitrim now have to build from the back again. Turl takes it again, edge of the D, comes storming out, goes to her knees, but still conquers. Merrin Devaney. Leitrim are moving the ball down through the field now. There's 60 seconds of normal time left in Croke Park, and Leitrim have possession. They're looking now to try and get something moving here late in this game. Again, possession is with them. They brought on Bruno O'Rourke, remember. Merrin Devaney has it. Merrin Devaney runs into two players. She's been absolutely flattened with the challenge, but play continues and Tyrone are on the counter-attack. Opportunities now for Tyrone. Again, they've walked it in here from McCaffrey. Oh, the shot has gone wide from the very moment it left the boot. She held her head in frustration. She knew it was going wide. McCaffrey had the chance. There's 20 seconds of normal time left. Leitrim lead 3-11 to 3-10, Amanda.
Yeah, the big let off for Leitrim there. That could be Tyrone's chance gone. I don't know what happened in the middle of the field there. Merrin Devaney gave the ball away. She seemed to have got fouled as well. I'm not sure, but we'll take it.
The kick out has been taken. There's 3, 2, 1. We're into injury time. It's all up to the referee. They have beaten Tyrone for the second time in the championship. Leitrim 3-11, Tyrone 3-10. And just look at the scenes here for the Leitrim subs. The Leitrim management team, Jenny Geraghty, has been congratulated by the Tyrone manager. We're looking at the likes of Merrin Devaney, looking at Alva Clancy down there, who has been selected as player of the match, looking at Claire Rowans, Charlene Turl, the likes of Michelle Gookin, players who have given it so much for Leitrim over a long number of years, have finally reached the promised land, as they've done time and time again in this championship campaign. They thrilled us with excitement, with thrills and spills in the final, but they've held on. They've held on for a 1 point victory. They've come to Croke Park. They've conquered in Croke Park. They'll be playing senior football next year in Connacht along with Galway and Mayo. They've beaten a team twice in the championship that will be playing in Division 1 next season. Amanda Sweeney, from an LGFA perspective in Leitrim, does it get any better than this?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, the scenes are brilliant, the crowd, the flags, watching them there on the pitch, nothing more than they deserve. I suppose it was getting a little bit close coming towards the end there. We were a wee bit unsure how it was going to go, but look, they were fabulous. You know, they, as you mentioned already, John, you know, they kept their wides down to 6 or 7 the whole game. They got the players on the ball that they knew they needed to get on the ball. Those then who had particular players had particular jobs to do, and they did them fantastically. It's lovely to see.
I remember 2007 when the game ended. I think Anne-Marie Cox kicked the ball into the Hogan stand side. of the field with the last kick of the game. They knew they had this one. This was entirely different. It came right down to the wire. It could have gone anyway, and in the end, it just went Leitrim's way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose when you think about it, the Wexford game was very similar. Wexford missed a free at the end to draw it, and Tyrone missed a score here at the end to draw it. So look, at a 1-point victory, a 3-point victory, a 4-point victory, it doesn't matter. It's fabulous.
Many Tyrone people here as well, including a great colleague and a great friend of ours from down throughout the years in media circles, Paddy Hunter, who has just extended his congratulations as well. Tyrone have had good days here in men's and ladies football in the past, but this is Leitrim's day. This is a day where they have defied the odds and the performances. When we look at this Leitrim team there, we mentioned the half-back line. Michelle Monaghan made an absolutely crucial save in the opening half. Michelle Guckin, although not fully fit, left everything out there and scored 5 points. Alva Clancy, absolutely majestic. Maren Devaney is a target player inside of the full forward line. Absolutely brilliant. Laura O'Dowd doing what she does with some excellent scores as well. Orla Flynn worked hard. So much hard work, so much honest endeavour for Leitrim. And just looking at the Leitrim followers here and their supporters in the stand and the green and gold celebrating All-Ireland success. And the likes of Charlene Turl, how wonderful it is for her, somebody who you would have played with back in that team in 07 as well. What does it mean for her, for somebody who has put so much into this?
Oh yeah, she'll be delighted today, you know, being part of it in 2007 and part of it today. You know, it's fantastic achievement for her. You know, she had a great match today. You know, it's no more than she deserves.
No more indeed than she deserves. At the moment, we can see the various interviews taking place down pitch side. We'll have after-match reaction, by the way, on an extended Sunday Sport with PJ Leddy a little bit later on today. He'll be catching up with so many of the Leitrim heroes. And I'm just looking at Michelle Guckin down on the sideline, the Leitrim captain, clearly limping as she's going off. I'm not sure if it's cramp or a serious injury or whatever, but what a performance she had there as she celebrates with the Leitrim faithful down under us here in the Hogan stand, being lined up for the presentation and being lined up for interviews as well. But a man to explain for this, quantify this if you will, what it means now for Leitrim football. There's the elevation to senior status for next year. There's going to be games against the likes of Galway and Mayo. Yes, you could say as Division 4 the ideal place to prepare for those games, but when it comes to the Championship, this Leitrim team have managed to separate the form of League and Championship time and time again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose we spoke about it the last day, you know, when it comes to Championship football, league and what divisions teams are in doesn't really account for anything. And this proved it today. I suppose Leitrim aren't out of Division 4. They probably should be out of Division 4. This will definitely help them to get out of it. But you know, hopefully they'll be able to compete with Mayo and you know, the likes of Mayo and Galway next year. Yeah, it's a fantastic day for them.
No doubt about it. Absolutely brilliant day indeed. I think the presentation probably about to take place down under us here in the Hogan stand, in level 7 of the Hogan stand. I'm not sure of how much of it, Austin, we're going to pick up from up here or not, but I leave it entirely up to you. If it's a thing that you want to come across, feel free to do so. And Johnny Geraghty, just looking at him there, the Leitrim manager, what a job he's done tactically here as well, Amanda.
Well, I suppose, you know, I think he got his tactics spot on. You know, he knew what Tyrone were going to do. Bringing the subs in that he brought in, a couple of changes throughout the game as well, position wise from Leitrim. They knew who to mark tight, and they did a great job. He did a fantastic job.
Well, all the Leitrim people will be watching on as the president of the LGFA, Micheál Nochtain, of course, Sligo man in Donegal, well known in the political spectrum and of course in the LGFA spectrum, is making the speech down just down under us here at the Hogan stand at the minute. We're relying on TV pictures and we can see Michelle Guckin just standing off his left shoulder. What a captain she's been for Leitrim. 15 years ago she made her debut, started off as a goalkeeper, but really has developed and blossomed into one of the finest footballers in the LGFA code. An absolutely magnificent servant for Leitrim, and what today must mean for her.
Yeah, and I suppose we can see her limping. She's carrying an injury and she still managed to get 5 points on the board. And I suppose that's Michelle. She didn't want to come off.
Well, just certainly played her part prior to that. The goals absolutely brilliantly taken by Leitrim as well, and it still in many ways shows the benefit of that direct ball into a forward line, into a ball winner like Marin Devaney inside, and goodness gracious me, that was absolutely crucial for Leitrim's cause today.
Okay, John, we're going to go to Micheál Nocton's speech just for a couple of moments. We'll come back to John and Amanda in just a moment. Here is Micheál Nocton, Uachtaráin of the LGFA, about to hand the Mary Quinn Cup over to the Leitrim captain, Michelle Guckian.
And being state immediate champion for 2024. Also, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Barry Redmond and his team of officials for the part they played in this game here today. Also, to our sponsors, T.G. Cahir, and I also like to welcome Alan Esselmont, Director General of T.G. Cahir, who's here with us today, and also to Little Ireland for their support down through the years. Today is a very proud day for County Leitrim. It's a proud day to bring back the Mary Quinn Cup. Mary Quinn and the Quinn family is very much associated with football in Leitrim for a decade, and I think Betty Michelle will be very proud to bring the Mary Quinn Cup back to Leitrim tonight. So it gives me great pleasure to present the Mary Quinn Cup to Michelle Guckian, the Leitrim captain.
And your support of ladies football. Thank you to the referee, Barry Redmond, and his officials for their fair and professional conduct of the game. You have shown respect and integrity throughout the match, and you have ensured a safe and enjoyable environment for both teams. You have done a fantastic job, and we commend you for all your skill and impartiality. Thank you for this contribution to the sport in ladies football. I want to congratulate the Tyrone ladies for a fantastic game. You gave us a tough challenge and you never gave up to the final wire. You are a credit to your county and the sport, and we have the utmost respect for you. You should be very proud of yourselves, and we wish you all the best for the future. Gotham Drywall, New York, who flew in this morning. Thank you. and of course MFC who has us kitted out. Thank you for all the individual player sponsors and other sponsors in the county that have helped us out so much on our journey to Croke Park. Thank you for all your generous support, your faith in us and your commitment to ladies football. You have made this possible for us. Thank you for being part of our team and for sharing this special moment with us. Next, I want to thank the County Board for their support and guidance throughout the year. You have been very helpful and accommodating, and you have provided us with the best possible conditions to train and compete. Thank you for your commitment and your vision for ladies football in Leitrim. In particular, I want to thank Orla Sheridan and Helen Hart for all the hard work you've done behind the scenes. Also, to Mark Shalla! No task was too big for you all to tackle. Your work ethic has to be commended and we greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Carcalore, well, Michelle Gucci in her new captain of Cornwall, the gorgeous Lalita.
Okay, Austin. Okay. Well, there you have us, Michelle Cooking, a day that's going to live long in the folklore of the history books of Leitrim GAA. She is the captain, the second captain behind Sinead Brennan, of course, who repeated this success in 2007. Amanda, you were part of that panel in 07. Maybe compare and contrast in some ways, if you will, what it's like being here now today, watching it on from level 7, but seeing another Leitrim captain follow in the footsteps of Sinead Brennan and enjoy this success.
Oh, it's fantastic. And standing up here looking down on it, it brings back all the memories of 2007. And it's absolutely fabulous. And two great captains, Michelle Gucci and Sinead Brennan, two great teams. It gives you goosebumps just standing here listening to it, and to hear all the roars and look at all the green and gold and the flags and everything. It's an absolutely fantastic day and no more than this team deserves.
Well, I dare say a little bit later on there will be bonfires lit all the way from Barnacoola to Tullahan and Kinloch, from Carrigallen all the way probably across towards Drumshambo as it moves from one part of Leitrim to the next. And really, this has been some day for them. It's brilliant to look down here and see the green and gold of Leitrim. In the past we'd have seen these colours with Kerry, and of course they'll be here in the senior final as well. But it's Leitrim's day here in Croke Park at the moment. The celebrations are taking place here. Michelle Guckin has lifted that Mary Quinn Cup, and you can really sense, as the most of the spectators that have travelled here in huge numbers this afternoon, that there is a fanatical GAA support in Leitrim, and give them some taste of success, some little bit of success, some momentum that they can follow. And when that takes place, boy, they do follow in style.
Yeah, they do, absolutely. And even driving up here, you know, all the colours and all the different towns throughout Leitrim was fabulous. And I don't know anybody who isn't here at the match today, to be honest. Everybody, people that not necessarily have a massive interest in GAA, just because Leitrim are here, they're coming up to see it. So many young girls from all the clubs around Leitrim are all up here today, and it's a fabulous occasion for them to see. And you know, I was speaking to Alba Clancy before the game, and she was reminiscing when she was here as a child in 2007, and now she's playing today and played fantastically, so it's brilliant.
And it was absolutely brilliant to see her at the winner's enclosure, and she had such a game there. You look at the likes of herself and Claire Rowans and that experience that they have brought to it. And you know, there's that mix of youth and experience, the combination of young players, the likes of Samoa's Myron Devaney, who's contributed so much, Alba Clancy, Leah Fox maybe at the other end of the spectrum. But as we see the fireworks go up here to signal and to mark the fact that Leitrim are All-Ireland champions, and Michelle Guckin lifts up that Mary Quinn Cup once again, It's been some day here for Leitrim GAA. It's been some day here for Leitrim LGFA. And as most of you think, with the effort of the county boards and everything that has gone on to make sure that this has been a successful time for them, they will so much enjoy this. So much as most take a collective responsibility for all this. It really has been one of those glory days for Leitrim.
Yeah, and Michelle mentioned it in her speech there as well. You know, she thanks the county board, all the spectators, supporters, families, everybody involved. And, you know, days like this don't come with a lot of work and support from loads of people. She mentioned it all there. And even from an LGFA point of view, it was lovely to have a game that was so close for neutral spectators as well.
Absolutely. Amanda, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's one of those days, I know, from my 30 years almost of broadcasting at this stage. Unfortunately, these days don't come along ever too often. We had one, of course, back in the 2007 as well. We've witnessed Leitrim Hurling enjoy success here in the past. But again, it belongs to the Gaelic footballers, the Leitrim Ladies Gaelic footballers. They're all Ireland champions for 2007. They'll be rubbing shoulders at the likes of Galway and Mayo in the provincial championship next year. And only who knows then when it comes to the senior championship. They'll be in there with the likes of Donegal. They're at the top table, Austin. It's the only place to dine. And they have managed to do that today on the back of an absolutely magnificent victory. A victory full of heart. A victory full of determination. A performance from the ages that had some ups, maybe one or two downs, but it thrilled us all the way through this championship campaign. We've had the pleasure of watching some of their matches against Roscommon, an epic against Wexford, and for the second time in the championship, when it mattered most, they came to Croke Park, they toppled the Red Hand County, and they're all Ireland champions for 2024. What a day! The celebration's about to get underway. You can imagine that the party here is going to go right